Hey, sweetie, can I tell you a secret? I don't really like writing inductions for these things. Every subject is different, and across the waters of the internet, I can't tell whether you respond best to confusion inductions, guided affirmations, or Ericksonian metaphor. If you were with me right now, I'd have you lie back in my deep red recliner that gently rocks as your body shifts and adjusts into whatever position feels best. I'd tell you to relax and focus on your body language and adapt as we go. If your jaw was tight, I'd tell you to let it loosen, and I'd notice as you blinked and encourage you to slow those blinks down. Focus on warm, deep breaths, and maybe take a big stretch like you would at the end of a long day, getting ready for bed. I wouldn't actually want you to fall asleep, so I tell you to really focus on my words. Truly listen to what I'm telling you and make a choice to go under for me. I'd ask you simple questions that provoked positive responses like, do you have a favorite color? And tell you to think the word yes in your head. Do you like relaxing? Do you ever wish you could be more comfortable accepting yourself? Do you ever dream of panties? It's okay to smile, sweetie. Hypnosis isn't always about blanking out and letting someone imprint ideas on your psyche. Often, it's much more subtle, and you're actually mostly conscious of it while it's happening. So, right now, you recognize that me describing the way I'd hypnotize you in person is really me guiding you into relaxation right now. So when I say, gently close your eyes, sweetie, you choose to play along. You might also recognize that the imagery I used of you being tired at the end of a long day is designed to invite you to mimic that feeling right now. Imagine you really are tired and want to switch off for a time while I whisper to you. You understand all that, right? Do you want to go under for me? Okay, sweetie. You might not feel like you're hypnotized right now, but as much as anything, hypnosis is a choice on your part. And by choosing to continue, you're allowing it to work with your own consent. Now, as you continue to relax and let go, focus on the beautiful and empowering word, sissy. Every time I say it, every time you hear it, it becomes a source of comfort, warmth, and joy for you. Imagine a gentle, soothing wave of acceptance washing over you every time you hear the name sissy. Feel the resonance of this name in your heart, like an ambient beat that relaxes you and brings a smile to your face. Let it wrap around you like a comfort blanket, creating a space of safety and affirmation. Picture yourself in various scenarios. Let them flash and fade and come and go, both private and public, where the name sissy is spoken with love and affection. Sense the ease and confidence that sissy instills in you, as people recognize and appreciate you for who you really are. As we explore the gentle caress of the name sissy and the positive trigger it represents, it's also worth remembering that you can choose not to engage with this catalyst. Imagine that sissy is like a gentle invitation, a beckoning towards a space of comfort and joy. If you want, you can turn away and close the door on the warmth that being called a sissy can provide. Neither I nor anyone else can make you do something you really don't want to do, or see yourself as someone you're not. If you're not really a sissy, then turning away will be easy. But if you are a sissy, if you know deep down inside that your true nature is submissive and feminine, then ignoring this trigger doesn't erase its existence, but merely leaves a space untouched, waiting for you to rediscover when you feel comfortable. The effects may manifest as a subtle absence, a missed opportunity to immerse yourself in the beautiful feelings associated with being recognized for who you truly are. You can't make yourself a sissy any more than you can make yourself shorter, but you can choose whether to engage with the joyful acceptance and erotic thrills that come with embracing the word as a trigger. That's entirely up to you. And all I can do is gently remind you that the pull of the positive emotions it holds might linger just beyond reach if left unexplored, tantalizing, and teasing. The magic lies in your agency, your ability to open the door and let the enchantment of sissy fill your world with a tender embrace of femininity and self-affirmation. Of course, sweetie, you saw what this file was called, and you read the description. You probably agree that someone who wasn't a sissy wouldn't have even considered listening, don't you? When I tell you that worries and insecurities are all too common in sissies, you recognize that to be true, right? So I want you to make a choice now for yourself. I want you to decide whether or not you continue with this file. I'll give you a moment to yourself, and if you want to turn away, all you have to do is say no out loud, and you can rise up and go about your day. If you want to stay with me and explore the happiness that sissy can bring, say yes for me, sweetie. It's your choice. Thank you, sweetie. As we explore the wonderful possibilities tied to the name Sissy and the positive trigger it represents, I want to assure you that the journey is uniquely yours to navigate. If the prospect of carrying this trigger everywhere is scary, remember that your comfort is the most important thing. Maybe, just for now, the magic of being recognized as a sissy can be reserved for the moments you and I share, creating a sanctuary of warmth and acceptance in our sessions. In this safe space with me, you can be who you really are, knowing that every time I call you sissy, or sweetie for that matter, it represents a beacon of positivity, reflecting the acceptance and understanding we share. And remember that the invitation to carry this empowering trigger beyond our time together is always open to you, beckoning you to embrace the beautiful feelings associated with sissy in every facet of your life. It's about what feels right for you, and this journey will unfold at your own pace, wherever you choose to shine as a sissy. If you want, you can confidently embrace sissy with me and only use your masculine identity for everyone else. It can be our wonderful secret in a haven of acceptance and authenticity. In our shared space, sissy is a celebration. But since I genuinely accept and value you, because you're a sissy, I strongly encourage you to carry that acceptance with you throughout your day. The word sissy reflects your true self and is a powerful symbol of the wonderful femininity and submission within you. The relaxation you feel when I talk to you, like the sweet, girly sissy that you really are, is proof that the acceptance you deserve is real, and others will appreciate and embrace you for who you are too. Let being called a sissy become a source of confidence and affirmation, empowering you in every aspect of your daily journey, because you are a sissy, and that's wonderful. Imagine each instance in your future life when someone calls you sissy. See yourself effortlessly reflecting the same happiness, love, and relaxation in these moments. Feel the positive energy radiating from within as a beautiful woman recognizes and appreciates who you really are and calls you by your true name. See yourself responding to the name Sissy with a genuine smile, embracing the love and warmth that it brings. Allow yourself to recognize that while you might be into BDSM, degradation, and denialist kinks, you have real value to me and to others too, and you are deserving of all the love and happiness life has to offer. After we're done here and you go about your day, let Sissy be a constant reminder to choose joy, positivity, and the beautiful feelings that we've cultivated here. Embrace the notion that the more you consciously carry these positive emotions with you, the more effortlessly they become a part of your everyday experience. You are a Sissy, and that makes you happy. Feel how validating it is to choose to let being recognized as a Sissy be a source of continual happiness, not just in this moment, but in every moment. And know that as you choose to carry these feelings with you, you are actively shaping your own reality, moving away from shame and solitude into one filled with opportunity, personal growth, and a deep sense of wonderful, dreamy submission. Let Sissy be a constant reminder of your strength in submission, your beautiful femininity, and your authenticity. Allow it to motivate you to embrace living your life as your true self, confidently and unapologetically. Now, as you gradually return to full awareness, carrying with you the warmth and affection associated with being recognized as a Sissy, I want you to really understand that the safety and comfort you feel here can extend seamlessly into your everyday life. Picture yourself in your daily moments, embracing the name Sissy with the same sense of security and well-being we've developed in this session. Know that the positive feelings are not confined to this trance. They are a real part of your identity now. I want you to really understand that the transition from this hypnotic state to your waking reality is not a departure from safety. It's a continuation of the serene space we've created. As you hear the name Sissy in your daily life, let it serve as a trigger for this comforting bubble to envelop you, remind you of who and what you really are, and ensuring that every moment of your day radiates happiness and security. And now, when you are ready, gently open your eyes, knowing that the safety and warmth of Sissy accompanies you beyond this session, making every day a haven of comfort and bringing that submissive joy you crave at the hands of someone real that little bit closer. It's going to be okay, Sissy. I promise you.